Welcome to the Sonic VIP Experience
Radio Redux.
Get ready. No, it's not. It's our Challenge UK. Welcome to a new episode of Radio Redux, live on everywhere. It's like a Sega version of the end of Lawnmower Man, in which it's just broadcasting everywhere, every stream imaginable. Not counting that one, because it doesn't exist. And yes, hi. Welcome to a delayed, extended, super, less than, awesome, not very good, adequate, fine, brilliant, stupendous Radio Redux show. Thanks to the Radio Sega guys for getting everything sorted. It's always nice to have this sort of major catastrophe about 30 seconds before we're about to go on there. And very nicely they were there with full support. Always nice to see. A team working as one for the benefit of those who listen. Or a word to that effect. So yes, like I say, it's a slightly extended Radio Redux, or would have been anyway. Mainly due to the fact this is that Disco Ponies has gone off on his honeymoon, his delayed honeymoon. So there's no Sonic show live directly afterwards. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't any live video playthroughs tonight. Because Turbo Drive Live is finishing off his Let's Play. He's currently going through the terrible Golden Axe speedrun, and he's come to the final stages. So if you ever wondered what that actually is like, you can tune in and watch him live. You actually get to see him sitting in his comfy chair. He may be wearing his kilt. You won't know until you go and find out. But yes. Join him as he plays with Tyrus Flair and somehow doesn't get arrested. So, those who are listening in the Radio Sega chat, I know there's people listening all over the place and elsewhere. Is Sonic Zone Cop, Voice, who is working, Vija, oh hello Vija, Trekkie the Joiner of the Chaos Blue, Super Slick SJM, SF991, SJ Pipeline, Silver Sonic, who's an Android, Silver Sonic, who is not an Android, RW26 Blaze, who could possibly be an Android, Rax, who's a cyborg, Rabid Noodles, who's a zombie, Omega's Demon, who isn't actually a demon, but is actually some fourth degree of Hellspawn monster, but isn't necessarily classed as a demon, at least that's not what it's written in his personal ID. M20, who is actually a mountain. Lifson, who is a gigantic horse monster who actually lives in a broom cupboard and smokes cigars. But cigars made out of Rembrandt paintings. Jono Ridge was where they assassinated the President of the United States from. Ein, who is sourcing a huge box, which is far too much information, I think. You've also got D'Artagnan, who is a talking dog. Dark Overlord, who is actually a light fitting. CTR is one L short of a keyboard key. B-Man is awesome. Busy Lizzie isn't actually busy, and neither is she a Lizzie, but she's actually a pine tree. AUK is just scum. Spondy is a sponge that grows in a pond. Resident SD is an ex-zombie who is now in standard definition. Captain Cloud Chaser is actually a Rear Admiral. Or that may be just rumour. And Forever Sonic actually doesn't really want to be Sonic anymore. You know, he's kind of stuck with it now. So yes, hello to all of you who are listening in the chat. Like I say, I know there's people listening in other places. But yes, for those of you who have been living in a box, perhaps the huge box that Eagle Bonato is currently trying to source, but you people may have missed out on the opportunity for the first bit of getting tickets for Summer of Sonic. If you blinked, you missed it. The first wave of tickets went out, so it was 400, just half of the 800 allocation that they have in the building. And yeah, they vanished. They vanished in 2 minutes 34 seconds. All 400 tickets. Like that. So, that impressive. It's, I know there's a lot of people being very mixed about it, because if you got it, then you're sort of breathing a sigh of relief. If you didn't get it, you're either now very nervous and worried, or angry. That seems to be the two things. There is no state of mind other than those if you do not have a ticket. It's a rock and a hard place for everybody. I keep thinking back to the post in April with the "we are looking for 2000. 2000 allocation place," and I wince when I read that, but like I say, rock and a hard place for the guys, and it's gonna provide a lot of stuff in terms of just general atmosphere and what the building can provide. So I went there, as a matter of fact. I went there the beginning of the week, Tuesday in fact. Actually went down to the Summer Sonic location, and I was doing stuff for the aforementioned Disco Ponies. Which is to do with Summer Sonic. I'm not sure if he's even got the damn thing that I did now. So I was doing stuff for him there. Yes. All I can say is that I hope the right door is let's put it this way, there are several doors into this building. People keep saying it's the Brighton Centre. No, it's not the Brighton Centre, it's the Hove Centre, which is next to / a part of Hove Town Council building. So if you say the Brighton Centre and then want to go to the Brighton Centre, you'll end up in a completely different place. And then you won't be very happy. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by Mazzoli's having at the window. No way. Phew. Yes, Captain Cloud just points out the Brighton Centre is hosting Rez. So if you do go there, you might be surprised at just how big Summer of Sonic apparently now is. And more specifically, the distinct lack of Sonic inside Summer of Sonic. This would be because it's completely the wrong thing you're at. But like I said, I sincerely hope on the day that it's made clear which door that people are supposed to queue up at. Because there's about 5 or 6 doors, and it doesn't appear to be a particularly well-labelled door for "this is the entrance to the actual convention place," you know, the actual hall. There isn't a massive label there. There's several other doors, all of which go into various different places. Actually, there's one thing that hasn't been mentioned yet. If you're going to Summer Sonic, there is actually a multi-story car park right next to the venue. I do mean right next to the venue. Also, try and walk down the road from the sea side, because walking down from the top end, it's a bit grim. I'm afraid. Oh dear. Yes, I did feel like I was walking down somewhere where a riot was going to take place in 5 seconds if I wasn't careful. You could all turn up at rest. You wouldn't be able to get in. You could march on res. You march on res as a Sonic army. And then whilst you're marching on res, the rest of us who don't have tickets can nip in and look at everything. So yes, there's another lot of tickets coming up if you've missed out, which judging from social media is a lot of you. I clicked on the tweet message that came up. It was there. I looked around for a counter. I refreshed it in case there was a counter, and then it was boom gone. So I know there's a lot of people a bit crazy. SummerSlick 2 Sandopolis Reloaded says forever something. Not sure what that's about. Shingle anyway for the most part, isn't it? Probably. If I remember rightly. So yes. Res is indeed a good place if you don't actually get tickets. I have been considering trying to find somewhere to do like a free drop-in session for fans who haven't got anything and you know, want to hang out somewhere and meet other fans. I'll look into it. It's a bit short notice and it involved me getting involved, which is made very clear that I shouldn't be in any way, shape or form. So we'll see how that goes. To be seen, to be confirmed. I'll be about, it seems. So yes, how many of you in the chat room and listening have got a SummerSlick ticket? What are you hoping to do when you're there? Anybody you're hoping to see? Let us know. We're going to have some music very shortly. There's some other news coming up. Not much I can really tell you about in terms of my stuff. And I've had a bit of a crazy week. Nipping down to Brighton and then trying to do recording when I actually couldn't see. I was half blinded by stuff. That was fun. I hope there's no audio on this video to go and see. It'll just be me just waving the camera about going, "I'm sorry, Jamie, I couldn't see anything. My eyes hurt so much because these damn eye drops have shoved in them." I'm really hoping there's no traffic coming, etc. But I also went to a couple of nice little job interviews today. A couple of those. For a couple of game franchises that you have heard of. I'll perhaps reveal more later on down the line. Depending on how things go, and if I don't get any further, I'm not going to tell you. But next up, we have a track from Shadow the Hedgehog. Yes, we're actually going to have a Shadow the Hedgehog track. It's going to be Cosmic Fall, because I was cursing that last week. And we may have a couple of tracks after that. Perhaps we'll have some Crush 40. Because, of course, they're going to be at some sort. As, I hope, are you. Here's Cosmic Fall. We'll be right back. I've gotta be so much more than this. Apparently, the next door neighbour heard me singing the other day, I'm told. So it could be worse. I could have heard her doing something else. Anyway, leave that one hanging in the air. Anyway. Anyway, yes, those tracks that we had there was Cosmic Fall from Shadow the Hedgehog, and then we had from Sonic Shuffle, In the Bargain, and Crush 40's Is It You? Which a lot of you didn't recognise. No, that's a, it's a, it's a cover track of another song, but it's off Supersonic Songs anyway. The best of Crush 40. So yes, it's all Summer of Sonic today, people. There's not really much I can add on to that today. Trying to avoid commenting on anything to do with Summer Sonic anymore. Only causes issues. So, basically, if you would like some music played, please message me and we will put it on. We will also be doing some Q&A UK. I did have some questions earlier, which I will get to. Well, they were subsequently buried by server issues, so I hope that's still fine. I believe it was M20 had server questions. Yep, several Q&A UK bits there at the end. As if my one says, the Summer of Sonic is going to be the big thing for a while now. It's been a big thing for so many years, but no one's noticed about it. Yeah, tell me about it, Beamer. Yeah, so like I said, music requests. If you have a music request and it's a piece of music that I'm quite likely to have, like it's Sonic, either send me a private message or go in capital letters, music request, and then what it is. For the time being, though, I've had some Sonic Unleashed, actually. I don't know about you. The current news that has just gone up is Windmill Isle, basically. Somebody's put Windmill Isle from Sonic Unleashed into the Sonic Generations PC. PC game. There's been a few things about this recently. So, in light of this particular news, and you can look on Sonic Retro or Sonic Stadium, they've got the video up at the moment. In light of that, we're going to have the Windmill Isle Day music, because it's that actual piece of music, that actual level, of course. And then whoever gets a quest to me first will sort it. Sonic Zone Cop wants a Fanta. We haven't got any Fanta here. I'm sorry. Anthony asks to see about the Twitter remix. Yes, I did. I haven't been able to get it yet. So you've got some time. Starlight Speedway. Yes, we could do Starlight Speedway. Starlight Speedway, that'll be up. Japanese. Right. So we're gonna have a few pieces of music. Q keep those coming in, putting questions, PM those when we hit to about 5 past after these pieces of music have come and gone. I'll stop going through the Q&A as well. As we have a couple of questions. See you in a bit, guys. I think actually, yeah, we'll have Supersonic Dance Tag in the background at the moment. Let's have that. Then we move on and start us to be passed from the Snake CD. The Japanese version.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Oh my God, it is night, Sir Jester. OMG, what the hell? It's looking at me. Oh, what's it want? Wants to jewelize. Back away, very slow. So we're back.
We're back on that.
So for some questions and answers to the question Q&A UK. And yes, that photo was me. All shaggy hair. So, and it just so happens I needed to pick a t-shirt out, and I actually just reached in. There was a white t-shirt there picked out, and it just happened to be the Game Over question mark t-shirt from SOS 11. which is somewhat ironic, really, isn't it? Yes. RW26 Blaze asks, how did you get the info for Proto Blaze and what's your view on it? We got, the Rex team got the Proto Blaze stuff from a cache. It was a cache of documents that Sonic Rex has been in possession of for a long time. Whenever I talk about the depository archives, it's a series of discs and things that we actually got sent a long, long time ago. And this was in it. It was part of a development PowerPoint presentation, oddly enough, about the very earliest parts of Sonic Rush. There's a lot of information there that we will never reveal because it's very highly confidential stuff in terms of that. But there's a lot of other things as well, like we do actually have a Sonic. What was it? Sonic in the Street Secret Rings 1 that we've not got into as yet, but basically that's like very, very old at the beginning of the project, and talking about an entirely different gimmick setup for Sonic in the Secret Rings involving genies, which actually turned out very similar, and believe it or not, it's very similar to what you got with the Wisps. So it's the Wisps. So there's a bit of thing for you, which we may go into later on if we can find out the full details of it. But basically, the Wisps, you could have had the Wisp situation with genies in Sonic and the Secret Rings. Now that wouldn't that have been a different situation? There you go, there's some news. Something you didn't even know. As for my view on it, I think it's very interesting actually the way Proto Blaze was handled initially as this mysterious figure looking. I know you guys in the Blaze fan community have taken and said, well, perhaps she was more of a sort of a lion with a mane, judging by what appears to be this massive hair that her silhouetted figure possesses in that particular image. But I think it's interesting to see how that character developed. There is an awful lot of similarities to Shadow in terms of the detail, or the visible detail. Whether or not there was a specific connection there, who knows? We'll never find out. And it's certainly not something that has ever really been revealed or discussed by Sega themselves. So I found it very interesting. I kind of prefer the direction they took afterwards, and they moved it away from there, and Blaze is much more of her own character. I'd have liked to, although I did prefer the Lily cape design actually to her current one, and as far away from the zero gravity as possible with that stupid tracking towards a cat suit in her case. So again, that's the background of where it came from. There's a couple of secret people who work on things and look through the archives. So yeah, maybe we'll see more of her down the line. Although I doubt from us, SW, just because it's very difficult to find anything else out about that character. And there's certainly no more images that I can find or anyone else can find in that document. We were very lucky in finding the very large version of it. We were lucky still to find a second image. And in such quick succession, but there's nothing left now to find, unfortunately. But who knows, one day.
Twenty asked a very long time ago. Sorry, my beer's in the way. Actually, I must have a beer this week. M20 says, blah 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 blah. There was some Q&A questions somewhere, where are they gone? Who's buried them? Under a massive summer slick complaining. Seriously, it disappeared. No. Question one, you're doing stand-up to a bunch of egg pawns and the jokes are failing. What do you do? You get off of stand-up and start doing impressionist dance routines of the final battle against chaos, against perfect chaos, I should say, in Station Square. And also some interpretive jazz hand movements when describing the downfall of the Sonic Shuffle logo screen. That's what you do. And they won't laugh, but they will be intrigued as to why you're doing that. Would you and Blake Draper attempt a duet, and if so, what song would it be? It'd be very difficult now with him where he is and me where I am, although saying that, Earthheart did a duet for the Rex Factor, and he was doing it with Darkspeed, and Darkspeed's in Australia. So, I know, getting Blake Draco to sing is one of those things that I suspect will never happen. Although, if we poke Ram the Dragon about it enough, she may yet convince him to sing. Lifson keeps going on about Escape from the City, so perhaps I should get her to do for the Rex Factor competition Escape from the City. She lives. Watch his tweeting picture. Maybe. There was another question. Columns being everywhere. That's for that group of questions. Zonzo Cop asks, which characters from the Archie comics would you like to see appear in the games? Having Archie characters appear in the games is a bit interesting, especially at the moment with the whole Penders situation. Although I like the idea of someone like Dr. Fentivius maybe appearing. Mammoth Mogul is... Mammoth Mogul essentially playing the role he currently plays as this adversary who sort of controls everything through sort of shadowy means. I quite like that. You can't add any of the main Freedom Fighters characters without fundamentally changing the dynamic of the games and the relationships between the characters, so that would be a bit problem. So it would be more like adversaries and bosses and things of that regard is more likely, I would have thought. Any more questions? Any more questions? Questions, questions, questions.
Let's talk about video games live, because they've finally announced that there's going to be a European tour. So they're coming back to Europe, having been in Brazil for the past 7 years, it seems like. People, which might mean at the end of it. No, we've got one more from Rabin Noodles, who says, what's your thoughts on the recent first figure statue or the statue so far? They still owe me a statue. They still owe me a Knuckles statue. Has that gone out yet, somebody? They said they were going to send me a Knuckles statue on the basis that I helped them secure their license for them again.
You owe me!
Oh, the modern Sonic statues would be nice. It's not something I'd be particularly interested in getting myself, but again, if you compare it to the first Sonic statue that they did, the very first one, the classic Sonic one, which looks god awful, and I think, and always has done, it's really good to hear. Good to see that they're still doing things like that. And they've apparently got a modern license as well now. They've always been very open about doing short runs and things, maybe not necessarily make any profit necessarily, but you know, help out the fans to get something that they wouldn't necessarily have available. And they asked me about that at length at some point. So, I think very good. They're getting better over time. I wish I had the Super Sonic. Well, I wish I had all of them, but there we go. It's just one of those things. You can't have everything, can you? You can't have everything. Let's play that. Okay, we'll probably go out on that. From Sonic Underground. You can't own everything. Unless you're T-Bird. And then you will own everything in time. So, that's the end of the show, guys. I should be around next week. Not entirely sure. Keep an eye on the Sonic Rex Twitter account, which is literally Sonic Rex. Tune in then. Keep an ear out, and we'll see what happens. There's lots going on for the rest of the night, of course. Coming up, you have Turbo Drive Live immediately after this. We're finishing off with the live play of Golden Axe Beastrider. Watch as Turbo suffers through the final levels and find out, actually, you probably don't know what the heck happens. After which there is also SF1991 show. Donnie from Sonic Paradox, he's going to be interviewing Mr. Lewis Clark, alias Sonic Yoda, the head of Sega Driven, and the guy who always disappears when Sonic the Hedgehog appears at the Sun of Sonic. Almost like he's connected in some way, it's astonishing. But for now, thanks to all of you who have been listening in. I've been Archange UK. This has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye for now. You can't own everything. You can't own everything. You can't own everything you see. You can't own everything. You can't own everything. You can't own everything you see. What makes you think you can take and take and take your reason? Yeah. You had no right. You used your mind to take our freedom. Yeah. Change is in the wind. Won't take it anymore. We want our planet back just like it was before. Everything. You can't own everything. You can't own everything you see. You can't
but better than that to end.